Okay, we're picking up seven lines from the bottom of Chaf Ches Amud Beis. We are at the lines of Haisa Achas Mehen, which Mishnah told us if you had Haisa Achas Mehen Asura Alav Isur Erva Asur Ba Mutar Bachosa, that if you had Reuven and Shimon who both died and they fell before Levi and Yehuda, and there was two, Reuven and Shimon were married. By the way, I just heard someone giving a shir, and it was Gishmak, I overheard, I was walking through, that was Mishamayim. They said that he kept calling Reuven's wife Reuvena and Shimon's wife Shimona. And I'm gonna start doing that because it's so Gishmak. I always get confused. Rachel is this. You call her Reuven's wife is Reuvena, that's the female, and Shimon's wife Shimona, just so you remember a lot easier. It's much easier to remember. And that was Mamash Shat Gishmak that I walked through that. So I'm bleeding and I'm gonna start doing that also. So anyway, so if in the case that we had, if you had Reuven and Shimon who married to Reuvena and Shimona, so then, and one of them, so in the case over here, if then you had Levi and Yehuda, so since Reuven and Shimona were sisters in our example here, so they're coming before Levi and Yehuda for either Ibn Chalitza, you can't do that because at Achad Zukukah, so you have to do only Chalitza there. So in that case, we agree that you can only do chalitza. However, what if one of them? What if Reuven's wife Reuvena is the mother-in-law of is the mother-in-law of Levi? So then she could do yibum with Yehuda. That would be totally fine to do yibum with Yehuda because she's not shayach at all to Levi. And then the other sister, if the other sister was going to be allowed to then, if she does do Yibun then with Yehuda, then the other sister Shimona would be allowed to do Yibun Chalitza with the other sister with the other husband with Levi. So the Gemara now says, now Hasulam Ali, wait a second though. We mentioned this case already on Chavav. Why are you mentioning this again in the Mishnah? I mean, in the Mishnah over there, the previous Mishnah had already told us this. If you have Aisa Chazan Asura Love Isra Erva Asra Bamuta Bachosa, that example we already discussed. So says the Gemara, Sulam Ali Hainu Hach, that's the same example that we just mentioned in our Mishnah. Why is the Mishnah repetitive? So says the Gemara, Rabbi Shimon Itzrach, I would have needed, I need this Chiddush to teach you a Chiddush in the Shita of Rabbi Shimon. Because Sakat Ayatachamina, I would have thought that Rabbi Shimon says, Ha'ul Vam Rabbi Shimon Shtei Achayas Lo Chotso Sulom Is Yabas. Rabbi Shimon says that when two sisters come before one person, they don't even need a Chalitza. We mentioned that Achot Zukukas, so according to Rabbi Shimon, we just quoted before in the end of yesterday's daf, really it was part of Chav Chesam Abiz, Rabbi Shimon says that Midor Reisa, they're not Shayach. So then I would have said, we should make a gzera that even when one of them is an erva to the other one, they should not be taken in yibum because of the concern that they may be confused with two sisters in general who come before Ushayla of yibum. That if you have two sisters coming before Ushayla for yibum, if we allow the yibum in the case where one of the sisters is an erva to the yavam, and therefore the other one is not going to be the achosukukaso, people might think that you can allow yibum in a case where neither sister is an erva to him, which is going to be asr even a midareisa. Achot zukukaso, according to Reb Shimon, is mamish in iser de areisa. Kamash malan. So the Mishnah is telling us the chiddush that even according to Reb Shimon, the sister who is not an erva may be taken in yibum, and we don't make a gzera. And we wouldn't have known this from the previous Mishnah because Rashi flushes it out that the previous Mishnah is a din according to the Chachamim who hold the Achot Zukukaso is a whole din derabanan. So that makes sense that they're not gozer that you should, lest you come to do Yibim with a case where you don't have a case where one of them was an Erva. So that makes sense. But according to Reb Shimon who holds that this is Isra Dereisa, that's a further Shaila, that's a further Pshat in the Gemara, that's a further Pshat in that you would not be gozer, that's a bigger Chiddush. So therefore, the Gemara is saying that we, in a Chanami, that we're not even gozer according to Shitas Reb Shimon. Then the Mishnah finished off that we had, if we have Isser Mitzvah, Isser Kedusha, we say Choltzos Ulam Isyavos, you do Chalitza and you don't do Yibum. Okay, so you're not allowed to, because really Midareisa, you should be allowed to do Yibum, but the Midarabani are not allowed to marry them, so then you can only do Chalitza. So turning on to the next seminar, Veha, Amar Reb Shimon, Shtei Achayos Lo Choltzos Ulam Isyavos. Reb Shimon said in the first part of the Mishnah that we established that the Mishnah was a Liba de Reb Shimon, that neither of them require Chalitza or be taken in Yibum. Since our case is even Achaz Zukasa, which is a Shaila Vedareisa, according to Reb Shimon, as I mentioned earlier, Reb Shimon should therefore say that in the case of the two sisters, they should also be exempt from doing chalitza because it's two sisters coming before the potential yavam over here. They would be pater from yibum. So again, we have Reuven and Shimon who are married to Reuvena and Shimona, and Reuvena and Shimona, our examples were sisters, so they come before Levi. So now in that case, Reb Shimon says that both of them do not need to do chalitza with Levi. They would achaz zukava, so the level derais is chal. So here also, why does it make it any worse that according to that in this example of the Mishnah that Reuvena was related, Midarabanan is asked her to marry Levi, and she's one of the Arayos were asr midarabanan. So if that's the case, why does that make it any worse? It should be pater from chalitza. So the Gemara says no, because here Reb Shimon Taka is gozer a gzera mishum itzra mitzvah de alma, because of a concern that people are going to see that Ruvena and Shimona, that both of them didn't have to do chalitza. Specifically, Ruvena, the wife of Ruven, who was related in our example to Shimon, to Levi rather, who was doing chalitza, who doesn't have to do chalitza. The reason was, as Reb Shimon stated, was because the fact that they were sisters achad zukasa, which is a din d'araisa. So that makes sense. That you should make a gzera for that. However, that should be pater. However, they're going to get confused. They're going to think that the reason wasn't because of achaz ukkaso. That halacha is not as well known. They're going to think the halacha is because of the fact that she was asher midarabanan to marry this Levi guy, and therefore she was pater from chalitza. And they're going to come to make a mistake, thinking that in achaz in a case where you have an iser midarabanan related to a guy, you don't have to do chalitza, which would be a problem of yavam alashuk on a level of dareisa, and that would be a major problem. That would lead to Yavam Alashuk, according to Reb Shimon. So therefore, he makes the gzera in the case of Isra Mitzvah. So the Gemara says, Hatenach'i. So now I understand that why the one who is the one who is actually the Isra Mitzvah herself, meaning in our example, Ruvena, the one who is related to Levi, who's related to Levi and not allowed to marry on a level of Derabanan, that makes sense why she should get Chalitza. But in our example is Ruven and Shimon both died. So why does Shimona's wife, why does Achosa Ma'ikal Amimar, why does Shimona's wife, who's not related at all, why does she need Chalitza? The only reason that you'll know that she's pater from Chalitza, according to Rav Shimon, is midaraisa. She's pater from Chalitza because of the fact that she is achuzukakasa, which is a love daraisa. That's the only explanation you can give as why she was pater. So the Gemara says, because gzira achuzza mishum lisa dida. That they made a gzira on the sister of the one, meaning in our example of Shimona going to Levi, they made a gzira on her because of the fact of literally the Rashi is the mazel, is a lesson of a mazel, the fate of the one who is usher the mitzvah herself, meaning that people are, if we let the sister go out without chalitza, so then people are going to come to let, if they're going to let Shimona out without chalitza, they're going to let Ruvena without chalitza, which again, in this example, would be fine. Fundamentally, that would be fine in this example, according to Reb Shimon, because Ruvena, in our example, again, she is going to be, she's someone who was an achad zukakasa, so they're both going to be pater from Yibum and chalitza, according to Reb Shimon, but you're going to get confused. People are going to think that the Isra was because that Ruvena was related in Isra Derbanan to Levi, that's not the case, and they're going to think that you can do no chalitza. So that's a problem. So Gemara says, but wait a second, Vagabe Erva Logazrina. In the previous case that we just discussed, when we have Ruvain, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda, and Ruvain and Shimon are married to two sisters, Ruvain and Shimona, and they both die, and if it happened to be that Ruvain's wife, Ruvena, was the mother-in-law of Levi, is the example we kept using. So then she could do Yibum or Chalitza with Yehuda. So why don't we make a gzera over there that you're going to come to think that you could do Yibum in a case where you have two sisters, which would be an Isra Dereisa, where let's say again, if Ruvena was not related to Levi, according to Reb Shimon, there would be an Isra Dereisa for either Levi or Yehuda to do Chalitza. So why don't you make a gzera over there? So the Gemara answers, because Shaini Erva, the case of which one of the widows is an Erva, is a different case. The Migmar Gemira Lay Inshi, because people know that halacha with regards to that's why she accepted the exempt from chalitza, the kala isla, and it becomes very, the matter becomes known to everybody, it becomes publicized, and therefore that's the reason that she can, she could be putter with, she can marry the other person. We're not going to come to make a mistake to think that you will come to be able to allowed to be married in a situation of where you have to people who are achazukakasa. However, over here, where the Isser is only an Isser Derabanan, people don't know, and the only issue is because of achazukakasa, which is, that's also an Isser Derabanan, according to Reb Shimon, but it's not the Isser Erva, so that people are going to think that that's not an Akhadu Halacha. They're going to come then in the future, violate an Isser Derabanan of Yavama Lashuk, where they're going to allow, we're going to think that when you have an Isser, not that an level in Erva, but rather just an Isser Midarabanan, that in our example, if Stamazai Ruven was married to Ruvena and she was related to Midarabanan to Shimon, the brother. So they're going to think that Ruvena doesn't have to do chalitza or yibum to Shimon because she's related midirabanan, like the case of Inerva, and she's going to come to allow Ruvena to marry without yibum chalitza. And again, on the level of deraisa, that would be an iser deraisa of yivam alashuk, and that would be a major issue. That's why Rav Shimon is gozer in that case, and there is no reason to be gozer in Inerva Because everyone knows the halacha that an erva was the reason why, in our example, we have Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda. Why, for example, we had Reuvena would be allowed to marry, not be allowed to marry Levi's wife, married Yehuda, because he was related to Levi. She was the mother-in-law. Okay, that was the Mishnah over there. That was the end of that point of the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon. Now we're up to the next Mishnah. The Mishnah over here is going to discuss the levels of Maimer. We discussed already Maimer, just to give a quick demo. Maimer, again, Maimer was, the Chazal told you that before you do the Bia for Yibum, you should do Maimer. That's like a Kiddushin. That's normally like the, out of the context of Yibum, it would establish similar to Kiddushin. So how far does that go? That you're establishing the first part of the marriage, like the Kiddushin. So the Mishnah says, Slosha Achin, if you have three brothers, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, Shnayim, Nisu, and Shtei Achayos. So Reuven and Shimon are married to Reuven and Shimona, who were sisters. The Achas Mufne, and the third one, Levi, was not married to anyone. Mes Achar Mibale Achayos, so one of the sisters' husbands, Reuven, she died without any children. V'asaba Mufne Maimar. And then Levi does Maimar with this widow. V'achakas Meis Achiv Hasheni. And then the second, so then Levi, who wasn't married to anybody, again, he does Maimar. And then Shimon dies, so leaving Shimona, again, Reuven and Shimona are an example. They are sisters. So when Shimon dies, so now you have Reuven and Shimona on a level of Dereisa are going to be both Achazukukaso coming before Levi, because Levi only did a Maimar. That's only, to point this out, that a Maimar is only the first step. That was only Midrabanan. So that's the Shaila. So Bicham, I say, Ishto Ima, Levi's Maimar works. V'halazut teitzim mishum Achaz Isha. And so she's pater because she's the wife's sister. So Bishamai doesn't hold that Maimar is their bar, and they hold that Maimar's mama Shadin Dereisa, that she's fully married to the guy. So therefore, since she's fully married to the guy, so then your pater from the other one, so Ruvena again was the one who Levi did Maimar with. So then when Shimona comes before him, it's like no other difference, no other case, there's no different than another case where a guy was married previously to the other sister, where your pater from Yibum and Chalitza. That is the pashas of explaining the Shita of Beit Shammai. Rashi seems to indicate that Rashi's Beferish came out that they hold that it's Derabanan. So that is very problematic. How could Rashi in the world, that we're going to get to this more on Chavtes and Mavez, Rashi over there explains Shita of Beit Shammai, that Maimar is Derabanan. The Rashba is going to explain that Rashi didn't mean it literally. Rather, it must be that it's a level of Dereisa. How to explain it in the back in the words of Rashi is difficult, but we'll get to Chavtes and Mavez. Be'ez Hashem, we'll flesh this out a little bit more. So the Gemara says now, so that was a Shita Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel Omrim, Motzias Ishto Beget Uvechalitza, that you have to, you must do Get and Chalitza from the woman that you did Maimar with. So again, our example, Levi had done Maimar with Ruvena. So he has to do a Get and Chalitza, like the case of someone who's uprooting a Maimar. Someone does Maimar with somebody, he no longer, it's not enough. It doesn't suffice to just do Chalitza, because we just mentioned that Maimar is like a type of form of Kedushin. So you have to do a Get to get rid of the Maimar, and then you also need a Chalitza to fully remove her from the bond of the Zika. Ve'ish is Achiv Bechalitza, and the brother's wife, Shimona with Chalitza alone. All you have to do is Chalitza, because again, he didn't do any Maimar, so you have to get rid of both of them. Why? Because again, in the day, now you have Achaz Zukukaso. Since the classic example of Reuven and Shimon both die, and they're married sisters, and now they both come before Levi, those sisters, Reuven and Shimona, are pater from their Achaz Zukukaso. They're not pater. They're not allowed to do Yibum because of Achaz Zukukaso. They can only do Chalitza. So here, since you did a Maimar, according to Basil, that doesn't really add much. At the end of the day, you have not done the situation over here. You haven't done the full Yibum, and therefore you're going to come across Achal Zukukasa on a level of Dereisa, and that is why it's problematic. And the Mishnah ends off, Zoi Shamru, Ayla Alishta, Vaila Alisha Sachim. Woe is to him, his own wife, meaning to Ruvena in our example. It's sad that he's not able to bring her in as his wife. And woe is to the brother's wife, that both of them are not able to do Yibum or Chalitza. So that is what the Gemara is saying, that it's sad, he didn't do anything wrong, and yet this happened to him. And that's a case that's like Nebuch, basically. So Gemara says, "Zoi lemutemai." So we said in the Mishnah that this is a this on this case we said Zoi that we say Oilo Alisto Oilo Eshes Achiv. That implies like specifically in this case we have this example. So what case is it coming to exclude that there's some sort of other case where somebody says there's another example of this where it's a Nebuch on the person who tries to do something? The case of Rabbi Shua, which is not going to be until much later in Daf Kuftes, Rabbi Shua says that, I guess, the background to Rabbi Shua, and then we can discuss the Machlokas there. We have Machlokas between Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Lazar, that if you have a case where the Mishnah is referring to the case where if you have two men who are married to two women. So Reuven was married to Reuvena, and Shimon was married to Shibona. Now Reuven was an adult, and he was married, he was like, 25, and he was married to Reuvena, who was above the age of Bas Mitzvah. She was 15 years old, or 18 years old, whatever it's making more. So she was Bas Mitzvah. So now, so she is fully married at level Dereisa. Shimon was married to Shimona, who was only married on a level of Derabanan. So now what happens if Reuven dies without any children? So Reuvena is coming before the Shimon, Shimon was married to Shimona, who was below the age of Bas Mitzvah, so her Kiddushin was only a level Derabanan, so now they come before them. So in that example, Rabbi Yeshua said that you have to divorce your wife who is under the age of Bas Mitzvah, because that's only level Derabanan, and you have to perform Yibum with the one who is Reuvena, who's chayav to do Yibum with you on a level Dereisa. It should uproot your marriage on a level Derabanan. Rabbi Lazar and Magalil disagreed with the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua. So the Gemara says, again, going back to the Muta after Rabbi Yeshua, the love dinan kavase, we don't paskin like Rabbi Yeshua, ella iikar Rabbi Gamliel, iikar Rabbi Lazar. We paskin like either Rabbi Gamliel or like Rabbi Lazar, who dispute Rabbi Yeshua. Again, they point that over there, you do not need to do this. You do not need to uproot the marriage. So therefore, that example over there would be another example of nebach to the guy. He was married totally beheter to this girl under the age of Bas Mitzvah, midar banan. Now he has to uproot the marriage. That would be a nebach case. That would be oil le ishto, oil le ishisachiv. That would be an example according to the shita of Rabbi Yeshua. So the Gemara says, now we're going to flesh out shitas b'shamay. Amar Rabbi Lazar, lo tema maimar le b'shamay, kone kinyan gamar. The Rabbi Lazar says that you shouldn't assume that maimar, according to b'shamay, is going to be a complete acquisition of the yavama. Why di by la fuke sagi la begita? So that if the oven wants to, he can give her a get. So that would be that you would have to do a get. You don't need to do that. Maimer would make her a full-fledged wife of the Yavam, like an act of Yibum. Then all you have to do is give her a get and not Chalitza anymore. Rabbi Lazar is assuming that this does not have the same effect, even according to Beit Shammai. If after doing Maimer, you would still need to do Chalitza and give her a get, meaning the point is you would give her a get, meaning you have to give her a get, but you also would still have to remove the Zika, do Chalitza. Even though Beit Shammai say that it's Midar Reisa going to be good, they do not recognize it as a finaling form of Yibum, because at the end of the day, Yibum is done through the mitzvah of having Bia with her and continuing the brother's name, and Raika Yevne Beisachiv. So that's the whole point, and that's only done through the actual Bia. Since she's still waiting for Yibim, she is still considered, somewhat not fully married to him. So therefore, so the Vigita Elamar the Beit Shammai Inokone, it's not affect a real kinyan, a real acquisition. Ela Ledachos Betzara Bilvad, except with regards to the Salacha, that in the example that we just had, where Reuven and Shimon were married to sister Reuven and Shimona, and Reuven dies with their children, and Levi then performs a act of Maimar. So then if Shimona dies, the sister of Reuvena, and she comes before Levi to do Yivam Chalitza, she's Pater from Minsad Achas Ishto, that is, she's going to be the sister of the one that he's married to. Maimar is considered like marriage, but that's the only purpose that it's married, and that's it. That's all he's going to far. That's what it's coming to do. So Gemara says, Amar Ami Rabbi Avin. Rabbi Avin says, Af Ananami Tanina. I'll bring a raya from the Mishnah. The Mishnah is talking about Daf Chafa, that the Mishnah is talking about the case where you have two sisters who come before the two brothers, the two surviving brothers, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, and Reuvena and Shimona were sisters, and they're coming before Levi, Yehuda. So the Mishnah tells us that the brothers must do chalitza and not do yibum. So it says the Gemara now. The arayah Beit Shammai over Miyakayma. Beit Shammai says that what if they violated the halacha? That if they violated the halacha and they actually did yibum, they violated the halacha again because you have two cases of achas ukakaso. They were both zika to both Levi and Yehuda. If Levi violates the halacha, does yibum Yakayma, that you're allowed to keep them. So the Gemara points out, Yikayimu in, and implies that Beit Shammai would be moda, that only allowed to keep her wife, only b'di'evet, l'chachila lo, but initially we're not allowed to keep the sisters in Yibum in that example. The Mishnah says that that's explicit, so we're learning from that case that would be the case. So the Gemara says, now turning on to the next Amud, so the Gemara says, now, if you're going to tell me that Maimar, according to Beit Shammai, is going to be a full-fledged Kenyan, so why don't we I'll avoid the issue to make a lechachila, says the Gemara now. Why doesn't Levi do a Maimar first with Reuvena, and therefore it's removing the fact that now Shimona can't marry him at all because he's Achaz Zukukasu, Achaz Eishes Achiv, because he's fully married to Reuvena, and then Shimona could do Maimar with Yehuda. So the Gemara says, why isn't that an option? Since we're assuming right now the Yavama is remove that Isser, it's going to be permitted. At the end of the day, why is this permitted? At the end of the day, why is it any different than doing Yibum first? Because the Gemara is saying the real Isser is by doing, is having Bia with them and doing Yibum. So by doing Maimar, you're enabling yourself to be Ki'ilu married to her without having the issue of Akal Tsukukoso, and then it should be removed Mamela. That's the Gemara's Havamina right now. So Gemara says, so what are you going to do? Doche Dechia Gemura. Then Maimar would, so then Beis Shammai, again, since Beis Shammai don't allow this, we're bringing a raya that they hold, that they must hold, that Maimar is not a full, complete Kinyan. So the Gemara says, Elamai, but then you're going to say, Doche Dechia Gemura, that Maimar with one sister is going to affect a complete rejection of the other sister, even though you're going to tie to that. So the Gemara says, so then even according to your opinion, then the brother should do a maimer with one of the sisters and then reject the second one. The other brother should do a maimer with the second one, and thereby that would be Mimela rejecting the first one. That would also be, that should be fine according to you. But completely reject the other sister, that would lift the issue of Al-Chazukukoso. So why is it that this case is different? That doing a maimer in a permitted state, that's still going to be butter. Meaning that when a case where we had Reuven and Shimon, and Reuven and Shimon marriage, Reuven and Shimon are two sisters, and then Reuven dies, so then if Levi does Maimer, that was totally in a heter state according to Beit Shammai. The Isurei de Lodach, as opposed to this case, where fundamentally you had originally that Reuven and Shimon, they both died together, and then they fall before Levi and Yehuda, and Reuvena and Shimona were sisters, they come before Levi and Yehuda. That makes a fundamentally different, a very important different chiluk, that when Reuven and Shimon are coming before Levi and Yehuda, they're both usher to both of them. So you can't tell me that Maimer is going to uproot the Isser. Maimer is not able to be more strong than Yibum itself is. Wherever Yibum is going to be forbidden, because the Maimer is only an introduction to help you do Yibum, wherever Yibum is going to be forbidden, you're not allowed to do Maimer and say that it's going to be Kona on the same level. So the Gemara says, Hachanami Maimer, Afilaman Amar Maimer Kona Kinan Gamar. If you want to taina that Maimer would be Kona Kinan Gamar, so they would still be Mama Daitera Kane De Sirla Kane. Only where Maimer was done in a heter state of example with Reuven and Shimon and Levi, only one brother, and Reuven and Levi did Maimer with Reuvena, so then it makes sense that that's Mamish Kona Kinan Gamar. However, they would not agree where it's Usher, where you had Levi and Yehuda in the picture, and it was two sisters coming before both of them. They would agree that Maimer would not be able to affect that Kinyan. So therefore, that would not be a Raya for Shitas Rebbe Lazar. So the Gemara now says, Ravashi must not have. Ravashi had a different version of the discussion. He says, Amar Belazar, lo tema Maimer le Beit Shammai dachad chiyah Gemara. Don't say that Maimer, according to Beit Shammai, is going to be a complete rejection of the Dama's relatives. But Tarasa Chalitza nami labayit, so that the Maimer of the Chalitza doesn't even require Chalitza. Ela docha umushayerhu. Rather, according to Beit Shammai, Maimer is going to get an example. If Levi does Maimer with Ruvena, then he would still need to do Chalitza, according to this version. He would still need to do Chalitza with Shimona. That Maimer only affects a weak connection between the Yavam and the Yavama, but that weak connection would be able to be pattering if Shimon then later subsequently dies and Shimona comes before Levi. Fine, that would subsequently patter him from saying that it's Aser Amitum Mishum Achal Zekukaso. It's more than Zekuka, you're really like you're married. However, it doesn't make it that you're patter from Chalitza. You still have a some sort of Zika between the Shimona and Levi, so then Levi would have to give Shimona, the wife of Shimon, would have to give her Chalitza. So Gemara says, Amar Rav Avin, so Rav Avin says, we also learned this in the Mishnah, which says that if two sisters came before two brothers, the brothers went and did Yibum, Beit Shammai Omim Yikaimu in Lechachilalo. So he brings a Raya now from this version. This would be a Raya for Rabbi Lazar, that if the Mishnah tells us if two sisters come before two brothers, and then, okay, so we have Levi and Yehuda now, so Beit Shammai says, Yikaimu in Lechachilalo, you're not allowed to do this. That it completely rejects the Yavama. So here again, this whole shadow is doing Chalitza. This is a turn of the whole different version. So Zeyas Maimer V'Yidcha, but Zeyas Maimer V'Yidcha, the brother should do Maimer and be able to reject, and the other one would do Maimer Kogavet. So basically it came about to the same Raya we tried to bring before, but in a different circumstance. So since Beit Shammai do not allow this, we learn that even according to our opinion, Maimer is not fully effective. That was the Raya of yours. And where it says, V'Ela Haktani, but our Mishnah says that if the Yavam does Maimer, that it is a full-fledged Kinyan. So the Gemara says, "B'shama isha hima of al-dudzim achas isha." How does our example work? If Reuven dies and Levi does Maimer with Reuvena, then Shimon subsequently dies with his sister, and he doesn't do Yibum yet. So why is that? Why is that rejected? Here it implies it's not a full fledged. It implies it is a full fledged Kinyan. So therefore, the Gemara says, Ella, so rather we have to assume that the other Mishnah's case, each brother cannot do Maimar with the other sisters because Yavama dechazel akula. Yavama was eligible to Chachamim of Yibum, that is starting the act of Yibum. Chazel mikdasa is eligible to do the process of Maimar, and it shall work. Yavama de lo chazel akula, but Yavama, who is not eligible to do Yibum, lo chazel mikdasa is not eligible for part of it. So basically, we've rejected the Raya, meaning based on our Mishnah, we're bothered by it. Based on this Mishnah, we're bothered by that. It sounds like it is Taka a Kinyan Gamar. So the Gemara actually seems to assume that we don't have a proof, meaning that we're assuming that maybe Taka there would be a Kinyan Gamar, and that's why the Gemara is coming on to this Kasha. So now the Gemara says, and therefore again the Gemara is saying in Hanami that this case is different because only when you're doing Maimar in a situation that was fully Heter, similar to the answer we had before, that would be okay. But when Maimar was not fully accomplishing something, that would be problematic, as we give an example that again, because of the fact that when you can't do Yibum, the Maimar is not going to be stronger than when you couldn't have done Yibum. So Gemara asks, by Rabba, Maimar the Bishamai Nisunosa or Irisunosa? The Maimar according to Bishamai, does it create the status of Nisuna or Irisun? Well, what is the difference between Erisin and Nisuin? So it's not, now we do both together, so everyone doesn't really know that there's a difference, Bichlal. But when you do Harayat Mekudesh Zubitabazu Kadasu Masrub Israel, so that fundamentally is the Kedushin, end of process. That is now married on a level of Daraisa. If that woman would then cheat on the husband, she'd be Chayav Misa, and it would be fully like you're married. However, there are certain circumstances, Daraisa, that she's not entitled to Mizodas yet, you don't support her yet. In most circumstances, and also you don't do matamela. Different halachas we're going to see over here that there are a difference between eris and nisun because it's Rav Shefta likes the coin. And Rav Shefta says that the Gemara says that when you have something and you have it, you don't have possession, you have access to it. It's a lacking in the ownership. So she is fully your wife, but she's lacking in your fully being your wife because you're not with her. So therefore, it's just shelo bershusis. That's Rav Shefta likes to quote it. And nisun is ishto pevesa, that she's with you, and therefore it's a much stronger level of being married, and there has different enough communities, even a level of deresa, that like a Kohen Gadol, let's say, Kohen Gadol has to be married. What does he have to marry? He has to be a arusa or a nesua when he has to be married to do the avodah Yom Kippurim. So the Gemara learns it actually has to be nesua. So we see that there's level of deresa that affects. So here, a lot of different lachas that you're allowed to be batama, we're going to see. A Kohen is not allowed to be batama except for the Zion Krovim. Well, the Zion Krovim is his wife. Which is his wife? Arusa or nesua? Only nesua. So the Gemara is asking now, very important question, when you do Maimar, is that create a nesuin or an erusin? Again, so that would be, that's a normal question of year, according to the Maimar is going to be, like Beit Shammai, which is it going to be, what would it be? So again, according to Rabbi Lazar, even Bidas Beit Shammai, Lachor, this question is not relevant because he holds that even that is not a full Kinyan Gomer. So then, the question is, according to the ones who are going to Rabbi Lazar, that say it's a Nisun Gemurin, what would they hold? So Gemara says, Amrle Abaye, Lamai Elchasa, what halacha are you wondering the Shaila to? Which Nafkamina? Again, there's many Nafkaminas between Arus and Nusua. Ile Mele Yorsha, you're going to tell me about the right to inherit the wife that you did through Maimar, Ilatamela, or for a Kohen, as it was mentioned, for the Zion Krovim, only by a, because I think we learned from Sheiro is Ishto only Ben Sua and not a Arusa. So maybe there would be a difference. So the Gemara says, Ulatamela, Ulahaf and Adrea, or to be made for the Nadarim. There's a fundamental difference. That's also Midaris, also. When it comes to Hafaris Nadarim, to annul a vow, so we know that a husband is allowed to annul a vow of his wife only when she's in a Sua. When it's an Arusa, you can only do it along with the father. The father dies, Agav, and he's stuck. Then that's going to be a very problematic. Or if the Isha is a Bulgaris, where she's no longer in the shoes of the father, that's also a problem. Anyway, so if it's an Arusa, it's a problem. So the Gemara says, Hashta Arusa be alma taner abchia ishto Arusa lo onav lo matamala v'cheni lo anenes lo matamala. So Rabbi Chia taught us in a brace we learn that when it comes to a man's Arusa, he does not have to be an onen for it. He doesn't have to be the process of aninus that he's usher to do mitzvahs until the burial, and that halacha doesn't apply by an Arusa. And also if he's a kohen, he's not allowed to be matame for her. V'cheni, and also with regards to her, lo anenes, she does not have to mourn him. If he dies, she's not going to be asher by mitzvahs. And lamatamela, she doesn't have to make herself tame, which is very problematic. What do we make herself tame? If she's, there's no, the Gemara learns out, the Farish, that midaraisa, a woman, and midarban also, meaning a woman who's a kohenes, bas kohen, she is allowed to be matame. Only a kohen who's a male is asher to be matame. So what in the world is the Gemara talking about over here? So, Rashi gives two explanations. One, he says that maybe we're talking about an Arusa, that an Arusa is not obligated to come to the Levaya at all, and that just means that it's paralleling the Lashon, but it means that she doesn't have to come to Levaya, as opposed to if she's Nesua, she really should, she has to come to her husband's Levaya. Or the other option is that the other option would be that maybe we're talking about on the regalim where it's us or even for Yisrael, even for a woman, to mitam herself, you have to be mitam yourself for the regal. That's a shayla. Nowadays, you can't really do that. We have to go to the mikvah, and we could do part of it, trying to go to the mikvah. So I'm explaining that that's a kima. Okay, that's for a side point. But, so maybe when we're talking about the regal, where she can't, that would be only if she was really married to him, would she be allowed to go to the funeral. So Gemara says, Mesa, in her Yorsha, if she dies, she doesn't inherit him. So we see again all these halachas, and he doesn't inherit at all. So meisu govek suvaso. But if he dies, she'd be allowed to collect her ksuva, which Rashi is bothered by. What do you mean? A ksuva is also usually only given at the time of nisuin, so it must be that they made a stipulation. It's interesting why the Braisa would keep such a case, but the Braisa must be talking about the case. They made a stipulation that she can collect immediately by erusin. So the Gemara says aver b'maimar mibayit. So again, in all these examples, we are fully doing arusa, which is a stronger level than doing maimar. So then lachora, why would you even have a question about a nisu? As we mentioned, we're going to get back to the Rashi. Rashi mentions that the marriage of an arusa is midaraisa, as opposed to the maimer, which is derabana, which is very problematic, because Rashi is in the Shita of Bishamai that holds, according to almost all the Rishonim, everybody basically, that it's clearly midaraisa, because otherwise how could you uproot the halacha of zakuka and other halachas also if it's not going to be a level of deraisa? So that's very difficult, because we mentioned before that Bishamai clearly consider maimer to be level on deraisa. So Rashi explains that Rashi doesn't mean that literally maimer is derabana, rather that the idea of maimer, that it doesn't affect the Ivama, even to the extent that Rusa affects his lashon with his own wife. She's completely his wife in the sense that she lives with any other person, that's going to be considered BSHS. Same thing with the Maimar. If a person is with a Maimar, it's going to be, they're not going to be Chayav Misa, because the Maimar is inferior to the status of Arusa. That's what we meant over here, that you're not Chayav Misa if a person does Maimar and it's Yivam Lashuk, that would still be considered Yivam Lashuk and not fully married. If the person does Yibum and then she cheats on him, she'd be Chayav Misa. If you do Maimar according to the Rashba, even if it's Chal on level the Reisa, still, it would not be considered a Chayav Misa yet. So Gemara says, so again, what's the question? So Gemara, Ela Mal Inyan Mesir L'Chupa. Rather, it means for Nisuin. We mentioned, how do you do Nisuin? That's actually fascinating. Gemara in Ksubas doesn't tell you anywhere explicitly. Ksubas is all about Nisuin. Kiddushin is all about Erisin. Process of Kiddushin. Ksubas is all about Nisuin. That's also interesting why Ksubas is the next Masechta. But we'll get to it. I'll discuss that a little bit. But Ksubas, so how do you create Nisuin? So one of the ideas is Chupa. That's clear what we see from here. Mesir L'Chupa, that bringing into your domain by bringing into a Chupa. That is the idea of doing a nisuin. So the Gemara is saying, maybe it's nisuin l'chuppah. So the Gemara, as Rashi explains, that if you do maimar, maybe the yavam does it, you have bia against her will, then it's going to be being fully koneh her. So then if she wants to then not be with him anymore, she would have to get a get, and not chalitza. So the Gemara says, so nisuin osa v'lo by mesir l'chuppah. So does maimar affect nisuin v'lo by mesir l'chuppah, and therefore maimar doesn't have to be given to the chuppah? Oh, dilma arusa osa. Maybe maimar only is like erusin v'lo by mesir l'chuppah. You need mesir l'chuppah. As we mentioned, she has to come through yibum to be fully effective. Only if you do yibum, if you do it against her will, it would not be effective. The witch Gemara asks right away, "Wait, amar lei hashda lo avar bar maimar." So now wait a second. At the end of the day, even if the yavam did not do maimar with the yavama, k'siv yavama yava alea, and if he comes against her will, bal karcha, even against her will, it's kona. As we mentioned, so then you're going to be kona by yibum is kona even against her will. So then why would Avad Mamar make it any worse? Then Vada, it should be chal that it's fully kona him. So certainly you wouldn't need chuppah. So rather, Amar Lei, Shani Omer, Kola Osa, Maimar, Yavimto. Anybody who does Maimar with his Yavama, Parcha Vimana Zikas Yavam. The Yibum Zika that was where, Vechale Zikas Erisin, is now similar to the Lachas of Erisin. That's just like a regular way to do through the process of Erisin Nisuin. If you do Maimar, that's only going to be the status of Erisin. And then in Echanami Aruna, you actually need consensual Nisuin, like an ordinary case of a wife. And therefore, the Yavam does against the rule would not be Konaher. That's what Rabbah's understanding it, Lafit Shitas Bechamai. And therefore, Mai, what's the Lacha? So the Gemara says, Tashma, we can bring a raya. Shemeres Yavam, in a case where we have a woman who's waiting her Yavam, Ben Yavam Echad Ben Shevim, whether she's waiting one or two Yavamim, Rabbi Lezer Amar Yefer, Rabbi Yehuda says, you're allowed to annul her vows. Rabbi Shumer, Le'echad Velo Shnayim. Rabbi Yeshua says, if she came before one, if she comes before one, but not if she fell before two. Because we're assuming that, again, that there's, everyone's, if you assume Yesh Zika, then you would hold that you'd be allowed to be uproot her vows. And Rabbi Akiva Omer, Lo Lacha V'lo L'Shnayim. Now it doesn't matter, one, not two, he holds, there's Ein Zika, and it will not be valid. But we ask the Kasha, Bishlam Rakiva, I understand Rabbi Akiva, Sever Ein Zika Filu Chad. So therefore, he holds that you're not allowed to be made for the Nadarm, because that's only a function of being married, not as a awaiting Yibum. So therefore, understand it, Rabbi Yeshua, I also understand in Lechad Yeshika, Lechad Yeshika, that there's a concept of Yeshika is only with one brother. Where Reuven dies, there's only one brother, Shimon. So then Shimon is awaiting Yibum with this lady of Reuvena. So then he can uproot her, he can be made for the Nadar. Lechad Yeshika, Ela Rabbi Lezer. How could Lezer's Nehizah cover Yeshika? Even if you hold that there is a Zika bond between all of the widows and the potential Yibum, the Yavamas, Bisham Lechad Mefer, Ela Trey, Amai. But I understand why you can annul, one. But two, why? How could you annul two? You're not going to be Zika by both of them. Where we're talking about the kids, where the Veshama, it must be we did a Maimar, and then it's Shita Bechama, Damar, Maimar, Kona, Kina, Gamar. The Maimar affects a complete acquisition. So the Gemara is now wondering, so that according to this explanation, Rishun and Rekiva are going to argue with the Azra because they don't consider Maimar valid on a level of Doraisa. Now the Gemara points out, Iyamar, Bishama, Nisun, Osa. If you tell me that according to Bishama, I just realized we went over, I'm sorry, we'll just go finish it up over here. You know, Bishama, Nisun, Osa, you're going to tell me that affects the Zun, Mishim, Achimifer. That is why you can annul it, because that you can annul El Yamar the Eirus onus, but if you're going to say the Maimar only affects Eirusin, how can you annul your vow? But not Nara Murasa. One woman was Nara Murasa. Woman who's in the first stage, the Arusa stage, she cannot avia uvayla mefir nadar. Only her husband and her can do it jointly. The husband cannot do it by himself. Here, only in a suit be allowed to do it himself. So Rabbi Lezer is telling you that it's the power to annul himself. How can it be that it's going to be that level? So Rabbi Lezer will reject the proof. I'm Rav Nachman, and we'll go right there in tomorrow's daf.